Hello everybody, welcome to Miles Creative Project and you're listening to Anita Miles. I hope you are good, my dear listeners, because I want to open this special episode with a big thank you. This is episode 100 and I'm really grateful to have achieved this important result. I started 2 years ago this podcast. And I am happy that I've never given up on this project. And as well, I am happy to have listeners all around the world. USA, Canada, Mexico, Brazil, UK, Belgium, Germany, Switzerland, Netherlands, Nigeria, Cambodia, Japan, Singapore, Taiwan, Australia, and many other countries. It would be a long list. I did not believe that outside Switzerland, where I am from, people would have appreciated my idea and my project. Thank you very much. I was wondering what kind of topic should I have chosen for this special episode. It was difficult at the beginning. But then I had a stroke of genius. Plan A slightly differed from what I'm actually doing. I hope you are ready, because on this journey you will surf on the musical waves and this episode will be a bit longer than usual. So if you are ready, let's jump back in the 70s with the following song. I've Got the Music in Me is a 1974 song performed by Kiki Dee, known for her blue-eyed soul vocals. For the ones who don't know who she is, she played the duet with Elton John, Don't Go Break My Heart. Anyway, this song celebrates the power and the joy of the music. The chorus, I've Got the Music in Me, serves as a mantra emphasizing the deep connection to the music of the singer as a source of inspiration and motivation. But, dear listeners, what does music mean to you? Music has a magical power and value that can profoundly affect people's lives. It is a universal language that transcends language and cultural barriers. And it can touch people, evoking memories, moods, and feelings that we often cannot express in words. The power of music lies in how it directly connects to our emotional and physical systems, influencing the brain and the body in significant ways. Music plays a unique role in therapy, and in this episode I want to highlight the meaning of music as a therapy, which it has long been recognized for its therapeutic benefits in the fields of psychology, psychiatry, and healthcare. But is not as popular as it should be. Music therapy uses this power to promote physical, emotional, and mental well-being. Music's effects on the brain can help reduce stress, improve mood, ease pain, and promote relaxation. For example, rhythmic music can help improve coordination in patients undergoing rehabilitation. Yes, music provides a sort of outlet to express and process emotions, whether through listening, playing, or creating. Music enhances cognitive functions as well, such as memory, attention, and language processing. Music can motivate us during a workout or a run and help us relax, because it is a vibration that, depending on the genre and the rhythm, can be divided into high and low frequencies. The melodies affect the limbic systems, which regulate emotions and therefore can directly affect our mood and state of mind. I used to listen to a certain music while I was in my tough exam session. It helped me to focus and not to get distracted. Maybe you may think, no, it will make the opposite instead. Well, the frequency of the music can lower or higher your own, and therefore the same song can affect people differently. To be honest, it's a bit complicated than just this. Music stimulates creativity and helps people to express themselves differently, but as well to see the world from another perspective. Just listen to this famous song.
I see a little silhouette of a man.
Scaramouche, Scaramouche, will you do the fandango?
Thunderbolt and lightning, very, very frightening me.
Galileo, Galileo,
Galileo, Figaro,
Magnifico.
Oh, I'm just a poor boy and nobody loves me.
He's just a poor boy from a poor family, sparing his life from this monstrosity.
Easy come, easy go, will you let me go?
Bismillah!
No, we will not let you go!
Let him go!
Bismillah!
We will not let you go!
Let him go!
Bismillah!
We will not let you go!
Let me go!
We'll not let you go!
Let me go!
We'll not let you go!
Let me go!
Oh, mamma mia, mamma mia!
Mamma mia, let me go!
Beelzebub has a devil put aside for me! For me!
Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen is a song that celebrates the creative power of music. The song addresses multiple themes, including dealing with the pressures of society and facing a traumatic death. However, the particularity of this track is how it juxtaposes multiple musical styles to highlight the complex challenges of life. From opera to rock, just brilliant. Music has so various styles that match the different shades of emotions. Just think about, sometimes when you are sad or you find yourself lost, you just listen to some music, right? To take you back to a specific moment in your life, making you relive sensations and situations from the past as if they were present. In other cases, when you are happy, you listen to music to boost your mood even more and celebrate. You chose a song that has a strong emotional value, and this can help you to explore your inner world and help to find relief or creatively celebrate a specific moment. This reminds me of the following song. Just listen.
y señores, buenas tardes, buenas noches, buenas tardes, buenas noches, señoritas y señores. Esta noche estar aquí es mi pasión, qué alegría, pues la música es mi lengua y el mundo es mi familia. Pues la música es mi lengua y el mundo es mi familia.
From the animation movie Coco, this was El Mundo Es Mi Familia. What did you feel by listening to these few seconds? The song expresses a sense of joy, belonging, and connection to the Mexican cheerful and engaging sounds of the vihuela playing a Mexican guitar. I wanted to use this song just to mention how huge is the social value of music. It allows us to share moments and create bonds, from concerts to cultural events. It is a collective experience that builds communities and strengthens relationships between people. Yes, music often can lead to forming friendships based on common tastes or participation in the same events. So music has many benefits. However, it is also a recurring theme in literature. For example, in my upcoming debut novel, Beyond the Edge of Life, which will be soon released if there will be no more issues, there are some parts in which I highlight how music had an impact on the protagonist, Arianna. In a scene, a melody gave her the strength to go on. Piano version of Strawberry Swing by Coldplay helped me write and emphasize a specific scene. But I do not want to give too many spoilers, so if you are curious, my book will be soon available. But there are so many ways music is used in literary works. As I said before, music may help to reflect an emotional state and or the inner world of a character. But maybe, I think, with the following two examples, you may understand better what I want to talk about. The first is a novel written by Gail Forman, If I Stay. Maybe you have watched the 2014 movie adaptation starring Chloe Grace Moretz. The story follows Mia Hall, a 17-year-old aspiring cellist who had an accident and has an out-of-body experience. I don't want to reveal much, but the story shows how music was more than just a passion for Mia. It was a source of strength, healing, and hope that helped her to find her path. The second is High Fidelity by Nick Hornby, which follows Rob Fleming, a music enthusiast who runs a record shop in London. He spends much of his time categorizing his favorite songs and albums. The novel explores in depth the therapeutic power of music to cope and make sense of emotional challenges, especially those related to romantic relationships and self-discovery. It reminds us that music is just a support that may help to find answers and navigate difficult times. I think now it's time to end this episode. I hope you enjoyed and stay tuned for more XOXO Anita Miles.